Hey Sapphics, welcome back to Sapphic Stories, a podcast created by Dipsy. I'm your host, Olivia Taylor, and today we've got a brand new chapter of Goddess of the Hunt for You. So in this chapter, the drama with the male intruder continues, and I sort of air quotes there around male intruder because I just think it's so funny that this character doesn't even have a name in the story. And when I looked back at the script, we didn't even give him a name in the script, which just feels really indicative to me of the series in general. It's really for the girls who like girls and those girls only. This is not a story for men. So Artemis and Callisto are attempting to catch this unnamed man who snuck into the glade. And when that doesn't work, they decide they're going to lure him out. And I don't want to say too much about like the actual plot of the episode. These episodes are pretty short, so I feel like, what fun is it if I give away all the twists and turns? But I will say that there is a really tender moment at the end of the script. Callisto is hurt and Artemis has to heal her. And that is what leads to the like spicy moment in this story. And I just think that's really, really special. It's a little bit different. Like Artemis and Callisto are these super strong warriors. So to see them be really tender with one another, it really hits for me. I love how this episode brings the spice and the romance in equal measure. And I do think that if you love this content, you should check out the Dipsy app. We have way more of this series. We have way more Sapphic series. There's just all sorts of stuff on there. There's no harm in trying. We have a free trial. You can try that out using the promo code Sapphic, or go to dipsystories.com/sapphic and see what you think and let us know. Give us a rate and a review if you have time. We really care what our listeners think. We make the content for you specifically. So if you're not happy, I want to know. If you are happy, I also want to know. Let us know what you think about this content. Check out our other stuff. And in the meantime, enjoy chapter 2 of Goddess of the Hunt, Healing Hands.
The man in the glade was clever. He eluded us for 3 entire days and nights before we were able to draw near. In all that time, Callisto and I barely spoke. We didn't need to, since the night of the storm, a bond formed between us that I couldn't explain. When I led us through the forest, I could feel her behind me as if we were touching. And when I followed, I could sense her next move as though we shared a body. Our eyes would meet in the silence of early morning, and entire conversations passed between us in a single glance. I did not wish to dwell on what it meant, for I too had taken the warrior's vow of chastity, I asked of all my huntresses. I'd always viewed love and lust as divine distractions, so I banished them from my life. And now I was caught in a tryst myself, the very kind of complication I'd sought to avoid. I knew it was foolish to keep on, and yet...
Artemis, look. Broken spider's web. Crushed leaves.
He's been here.
Recently.
His fire is still burning.
Do you think...
He knows we're here. He heard us coming.
I have an idea.
What are you... Shh. Her tunic gathered at her feet as she shed it from her body. The high sun filtered through the forest, dappling her sun-gold skin like a leopard. A grin spread across her face as she caught me staring.
He heard us coming, but that doesn't mean he knows there's 2 of us. I'll go for a little swim, lure him out, and then you can magic him into some kind of beast as punishment for his trespassing. Perhaps a bear.
Don't be ridiculous, Callisto.
All right, fine. Not a bear, but...
No, you can't make yourself.
Wait, why not?
What if he hurts you?
I'm not worried about that.
But...
You won't let him. I know you won't.
At least take your dagger with you.
As you wish, goddess.
She tore a piece of linen from her discarded tunic and strapped her dagger to her thigh. It put me only slightly at ease. But then again... I knew better than to underestimate Callisto by now. She was impulsive, but sharp. And though I was loath to admit it, she was doing exactly what a hunter should, using her surroundings to her advantage. She was irresistible. She would have no trouble luring this man into the open. And I, well, she was right. I wouldn't let him lay a finger on her. And she was more than passing fair with a knife. She stood tall and grinned at me, eager to begin.
Don't miss.
I never do. She played her part well, wading into the water without a care in the world, lifting her face to the sun. She sank below the surface, the water closing over her head for just a moment before she emerged again, her hair dark and slick against her back. She glittered like a jewel. And then I saw him, lurking in the underbrush across the river, on the opposite bank from where I crouched. The man we had been tracking for days on end. I watched him, watching Callisto, long enough that it made my skin burn with anger. He looked at her like she was prey, keeping himself hidden, obscured behind enough foliage that even I could not line up my arrow surely.
Hello?
Come out, you coward.
Is someone there? I can't quite see you.
That's it, Callisto.
Don't be shy.
With a speed I'd never seen in a mortal man, he ran to Callisto, and before I could comprehend what I had seen, he pinned himself against her, her arms folded tightly against his chest, her body fully covering his. It was not an embrace. He was using her body as a shield, so that I would never be able to hit him with my arrow without also hitting her. After a moment of shock, her jaw clenched, her muscles tensed, and she twisted her entire body like a panther, hooking her heel behind his knee and sending him splashing and fumbling into the water. She cut through the pool like a knife, and I exploded from my hiding place as he tried to run from me, taking no more than the space of a breath to line up my arrow and send it flying into his heel. For the rest of your days, you will know the fear you have inflicted here. You will be the most prized prey of every hunter in this realm. You will never be safe. You will have no defense. And if you ever have the misfortune of coming upon my women again, you will be entirely at their mercy. I made quick work of magicking him into a stag. His body transformed, and the man was gone, replaced with an animal. Begone, beast. Callisto? Callisto!
A stag. I thought we agreed on a beer.
You're hurt.
Sharp rock in the water.
Let me see.
They say you can heal wounds.
They are correct, but you must stay still. I sank to my knees and tenderly lifted her foot into my lap. She bit back a wince and her hands balled into fists in the sand beside her. I closed my hands around her foot, shut my eyes and breathed deep as the wound healed beneath my touch. There. Better?
It's like it was never cut.
Are you hurt anywhere else?
No, but you're shaking.
Am I?
Are you hurt?
No. I'm angry.
Angry?
The way he touched you. Held your body like it was nothing.
Are you jealous?
Jealous? Of an arrogant, weakling coward? No, I'm not jealous. If I could die, Callisto, I would have rather done that than let him touch you.
Artemis, I am grateful beyond measure for your protection.
She held my face in her hands, her eyes locking onto mine. I felt the tension in my jaw melt away. The tremors in my body stilled. She was alive. healed. There was nothing left to fear, and the relief washed over me like a summer rain. I rose up on my knees and crushed her lips against mine. Only upon the brink of death do we gods remember what it is to live. You have reminded me of something precious. Something I have lived for too long without.
Show me.
Her lips were soft, but her kiss was greedy. I threaded my fingers through her wet hair, holding her to me as though we could become one body if we stayed like that long enough. When last I had held her this way, we moved slow and careful. But now there was something wild. I moved my lips down her neck, her hips rising up to press against mine, her hands tearing at my tunic.
Take this. Take this off of you.
You don't need my help. I want to taste you. My lips traveled down the curves of her body, stopping to pay worship at the curve of her waist, the crest of her hip, the valley at the top of her leg, leading my tongue toward the center of her. Her fingers pushed through my hair, pulling me close as she opened her legs wider.
God. Yes. Please.
I wanted to go slowly, but I could not. I was possessed by a wildness, like a stampede of horses. The taste of her wet lips on my tongue slaked a thirst I didn't know I had. My tongue traced the shape of her, spiraling tighter and tighter toward the very center of her. She writhed beneath me, sighing and moaning in ecstasy, a music sweeter than the lyre of the muses. My lips closed around her and I sucked, my tongue moving over her as fast as I could manage. I felt her fingers twine through my hair, and she pulled my head away from her.
Not yet. No. Let me. I want to feel you first.
Gods.
Yeah. Yeah, move like that against my fingers.
Faster.
Yes, goddess.
Fuck. Yes. Harder.
Please. I want you inside me.
Don't stop. My fingers pushed inside her with no resistance. She was warm and wet and soft, rolling her hips to pull me deeper inside her. And all the while, her long, graceful fingers drew perfect circles on me, driving me into a delicious, wild frenzy.
Goddess.
Say my name.
Artemis.
I'm yours, goddess. I'm your goddess. And your protector. Anything you want.
Yes.
I will give it to you. Every pleasure in the world. I'm with you. Are you there? Are you there? Yes. Let go, Callisto. Let go. Let me feel you. Oh.
Should we return to the glade?
Not yet.
And what of the others?
They cannot learn of this.
Are you ashamed?
It is quite the opposite, Callisto. I worship you.
Artemis.
The secrecy we must keep is only to protect us. To protect this thing between us. I'm sorry that it must be so.
Surely there must be a way for us to...
But for now we must rest.